Well, Carrie Polly is with us. She is with Public Health for Delta and Menominee Counties. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning, Jack.
It's been a while since we spoke, you know.
It has been too long.
It really has. Usually we were talking about sports, right?
Yes, I sure miss those talks.
Well, I'm sure you do. But anyways, you're still keeping busy, I see, and a project on the Bay College campus with this youth health clinic, basically. Talk with me a little about this.
Yes, so we have exciting news. We, Public Health Delta Menominee, partnered with Bay College, and we opened up a center for youth health and wellness over at Bay College.
And what's its purpose? What need do you feel, Carrie, it'll fulfill?
This child and adolescent health clinic will be seeing children between the age of 10 to 21 years old, and it will serve for physical health along with mental health services.
Now, as I'm sure you're aware, there are a lot of students who now live on the Bay College campus from out of the area. Maybe they don't have a car. Do you cater to that kind of a student who may be not able to get to other health providers, especially on the mental health side?
Yes, this clinic, that's the hopes of this clinic, that it will definitely cater to these students that are at Bay College, that live on campus, that might be from out of the area, out of the state, some even from far away, as out of the country, as we know with some of the sports at Bay. And we want to service these Bay students along with all students 10 to 21 years of age throughout the community. We feel like Bay they didn't have a health clinic there, and this way this health clinic will help service the needs of these students.
Tell me the kind of services, Carrie, that are being provided at this clinic. I know you're starting small and building, but what are you going to end up having there?
So we did start small and we are building on it. What we've done so far is we've offered free sports physicals to all athletes, and that's been keeping us very busy. And then we hope as we grow to offer immunizations to students, well child checkups. Also in the physical health, say a student was having pain in their ear, they have a sore throat, they're just not feeling well, they can come over to the clinic to be seen by our nurse practitioner and treated that way. And then the other piece of it, which is a very important piece, is the mental health services, providing counseling to adolescents and students that need counseling for different things, like just the stress of school, the stress of sports, anxiety, depression. We will be seeing students that way, and I feel like that is a huge need in our community.
Well, you know, I know, of course, all of the Bay College athletes, and, you know, they're going from 7 in the morning till 11 at night with classes and practices and other requirements for their teams that they're on, and nobody ever really talks about the mental toll that can take on a young man or a young lady.
Definitely. We see that as a very huge need for these students, whether they're athletes or students in different activities, but we are going to be servicing all these students that need assistance with this, and we have late night hours, because I know you just mentioned that these athletes kind of go from 7 in the morning till late at night, and on Tuesdays we are offering services a late night from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Otherwise, on Monday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, we're open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and then Fridays we're open 8 till noon. So we feel like with those hours, we'd be able to service everyone in the community.
All right, tell me about the grand opening coming up, Carrie.
Yeah, so next week on Thursday, August 22nd, we're doing a grand opening over at the center at Bay College. This is in the Catherine Boniface Building, room 231, and it's open to the whole public. We're doing our open house from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. We're providing light refreshments. There's also some giveaways. The first 75 people get a small giveaway, and then students between the age of 10 to 21 can sign up to win some prizes. We have 3 prizes to give away as well. We're just really hoping that the community will come out to meet the staff that works there, to see the new center that we've created there, and just kind of check out what's going on.
Carrie Polly is with Public Health of Delta and Menominee Counties talking about the new center on the Bay College campus in Escanaba. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you.